Hello and welcome to the English with Andrea podcast. I'm your English teacher, Andrea Giordano, from studywithandrea.com. I'm so glad that you joined me today on this episode of the podcast. Before we get started, I want to tell you some exciting news. I just started a membership program for the podcast. English with Andrea podcast members get free audiobooks and also 50% off any of my video courses. So it's a huge savings if you become a member with Study with Andrea. Just go to studywithandrea.com/listen and then scroll down until you see the click here button with the little heart on it. That's where you click to become a member of the English with Andrea community. Now let's get started with today's lesson. In this exercise, we will talk about the difference between common nouns and proper nouns. As you know, a noun is one of the most important parts of speech in English. Nouns are the building blocks of sentences, and they usually carry the most meaning in a sentence. A noun is usually a person, place, thing, or idea. But what are common nouns and proper nouns? How do we use capitalization to show the difference between common nouns and proper nouns? Well, first, a common noun is any non-specific person, place, thing, or idea. That means that a common noun isn't talking about one specific person, like Monica. Instead, it's talking about a general person, like chef. Common nouns are written in small letters, which means they are not capitalized. On the other hand, a proper noun is any specific person, place, living being, or thing. So Monica, like we talked about before, would be a proper noun. A proper noun can be a name, it could be a place, a company, a trademark, any specific thing. In the English language, all proper nouns are capitalized, which makes them very easy to recognize because that first letter is bigger. So in comparing common and proper nouns, the word cat can be used to describe many things, which makes it a common noun. However, you could be more specific and identify a certain cat as being Garfield or Felix, which would make it a proper noun. So now let's get to work through three practice exercises so that you can identify the differences between common and proper nouns. In exercise one, you will identify if the noun is a proper noun or a common noun. So first, I will read the noun, and then I will tell you the answer. So make sure you write down your answer quick or think of it in your mind. Okay, number one, cat. Cat is a common noun. Number two, Florida. Florida is a proper noun. Number three, umbrella. Umbrella is a common noun. Number four, Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a proper noun. Number five, water. Water is a common noun. Number six, shorts. Shorts is a common noun. Number seven, Samsung. Samsung is a proper noun. Number eight, Cinderella. Cinderella is a proper noun. Number nine, song. Song is a common noun. Number 10. McDonald's. McDonald's is a proper noun. Well done. Let's do exercise number 2 now. So this one's a little more creative. I'm going to give you a common noun, and you are going to think of or write down a proper noun that is related to each of these common nouns. So let me give you an example. Number 1, the common noun I'm going to give you is app. An app. So think of a proper noun related to an app. So you might say Instagram or Google Maps or Snapchat, something like that. Okay, number 2, I'm going to give you the common noun. You think of a proper noun. Shoes. All right, you have one in mind? I was thinking of Nike. Number 3, singer. I was thinking of Beyonce. Number 4, country. What's a proper noun that's a country? I was thinking of France, but, you know, there's a lot to choose from. Number 5, my common noun is cell phone. What's a proper noun for cell phone? iPhone, right? That was what I was thinking of. There are also many other examples, obviously. And number 6, my common noun I'm giving you is airline. An airline. The one I'm thinking of is Turkish Airlines. Okay, number 3, exercise number 3. We did in the previous exercise where I gave you a common noun and you thought of a proper noun. Now let's do the reverse. I am going to give you the proper noun and you should give a common noun that's related to the proper noun. And there's not any one specific right answer, but you'll see how it goes. So number 1, give a common noun that's related to Google. Google. I might say a common noun related to Google is company or search engine. Number 2, Ford. Ford. You might think of truck or vehicle or company. Number 3, Asia. Asia. You probably are only thinking of country as the common noun for Asia. Number 4, Las Vegas. What's a common noun for Las Vegas? It would probably be city or destination. Number 5, Captain America. For Captain America, you might think of the common noun of movie or comic book. And the last one for exercise 3 is number 6, Lionel Messi. What common noun would you associate with Lionel Messi? Probably soccer player, right? All right, those are our 3 exercises all about common nouns and proper nouns. If you want to go back and read through the transcript, make sure you check out this episode of the podcast. You can go to studywithandrea.com and search for episode 41. And if you love the English with Andrea podcast, I would love it if you would join me as a monthly supporter. Now, supporters for my podcast get bonus materials and audiobooks by supporting the podcast monthly. Not only that, but our monthly supporters get 50% off any current and future video courses. So if you are thinking about joining one of my courses like Clear English Pronunciation or our Crash Course in Idioms, then you can get 50% off that course if you become a monthly supporter of the podcast. Just go to studywithandrea.com/listen and support the podcast. That's studywithandrea.com/listen. And then there's a little section that says, love the podcast? Click here, with a little heart next to it. If you click on that button, you can get started as becoming one of our monthly members for the podcast. Again, you get free audiobooks and 50% off video courses if you become a member. I'm so excited about this membership program because I also love sending surprises to our members. So go to studywithandrea.com/listen and then scroll down and click here. All right, you guys, thank you for joining me on this week of the podcast. I so enjoy having you join me each and every week. Until next time, happy learning.